We are what we repeatedly do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We are what we repeatedly do. No matter what it is we repeatedly do, that is who we are. That is where we're going. That's how our life is. That's how we respond to the world, and that's how the world responds to us. It makes no difference what the world is doing or what we are doing. How we act, how we repeatedly do things, this is who we are. Aristotle was the first one to come up with that comment. What we are, we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not an act, but a habit, said Aristotle. Yes, we are what we repeatedly do. We walk around and we say, I like me. And as soon we are that. We walk around and we say, this is a good world. And it is a good world. We walk around and we look at all things and we call it good. And it is good. We walk around and we look at life and we say life is a fantastic experience. It's something joyous, marvelous, peaceful, beneficial, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and so it is. It doesn't really matter what it is that we're talking about. It doesn't really matter what it is that we're doing. Whatever we repeatedly entertain in our consciousness, whatever we repeatedly do, we are what we repeatedly do. We are. And excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Okay. Now, do we want excellence in our life? Do we want what we repeatedly do to be excellence? Then we must choose what we repeatedly do to be excellence. I am a good mathematician. All of our lives we have been told as we were children growing up that our parents had difficulty in math and that everyone has difficulty in math. But there were a few of our friends who did not have difficulty in math because their parents were engineers and their parents were scientists and their parents were into math very deeply, and the children got into it too, and those fortunate kids had only one attitude about mathematics. It's fun, it's exciting, it's realistic, it's great. And, of course, they became today's mathematicians. They became today's scientists, today's great minds. Today, young people are growing up in a new attitude. The attitude that they're growing up in is, hey, let's try it. Let's try it. Let's work on this computer. Let's see what it does. Let's see if we can break into the codes. Let's see if we can find out the secrets of the computer and go into them. Well, now, that's not terrible. It might be terrible if they're taught to misuse them or if they're taught to go against the law. But anything that you hold in your hands, if it is something that can be understood, something that can be worked on, something that can be learned, you learn it. Now, if we're going to go around telling our children they cannot bust the codes of the computers, if we're going to go around telling our children that they cannot go and do all these things that the normal child does, what did the normal child, when we were growing up, do? He was taking apart clocks. He was taking apart everything that could come apart. And he put it back together again, sometimes better than it was before, and more often with a few little faults in it because he didn't understand exactly what he was doing. So he took it apart again and put it together. Took it apart again and put it together. Then he read a book on taking it apart and putting it together. And he understood a few little areas that he didn't know before. And he took it apart again and put it together. And his excellence prevailed. He understood it very well. Now, I'm not out to say that the hackers are good and that these things are good, but business firms are hiring hackers to go in and understand how to make their computers more resistant to people breaking into their code. And the hackers, these creative young people who are very interested in knowing all these things, are very much studying into that, learning it, and figuring it out, and coming up with some pretty exciting ideas about it. Really amazing, really wonderful. But think about it. What have you considered for yourself? We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. What habit are you developing in your life? What habit am I developing in my life? Well, I walk the meditation paths of the University of Healing here, the Absolute Monastery, and as I do, it takes me about an hour to walk them each morning. And I just love it. And as I walk the path, I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And do you think that my body and my mind are ideal? Ho, ho, ho! Rather remarkable. Rather exciting. I like me. I like me. I like me. And do you think that I'm looking for things where I don't like me? No way. I'm looking in my life for things where I say, I like me. I'm looking at all the attitudes I have and make sure that they say, I like me. There's nothing. Sometimes there's some challenging things that come along. I'm working on some computer projects right now. And as I work on these computer projects, in the past I've told myself I couldn't do it. In the past I told myself there were some things that other people did better than I did. And then I got sort of upset. Someone said, that's not good. You should stick with what you know. Don't go into something different. Don't go into something different. And I said to myself, ho, 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 those are fighting words. I went into what I went into, which is the Apple, contrary to the PC. And I went into the Apple, and I began to learn it and to understand it and to work out how it functioned. At first, I listened to all the things that I was told that it couldn't be done about the Apple because it was contrary to PC and that it was contrary to everything. And I was told that it wouldn't work, it wouldn't work, it wouldn't work. Well, I'm still working on it, but I believe it'll work. And I know it'll work because I've seen other people do it. And I've seen hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people do it easily, wonderfully, quickly. Now, many of these people are young people who never learned that they couldn't do it, who never learned that it was difficult, who never learned that it was a challenge. And they play with it so beautifully. I remember my nephew, and this was back in the 70s, and he's a rather remarkable fellow, and Danny. And his father was a computer genius, and his mother was a genius in computers and everything under the sun. An amazing lady. Well, Danny asked to use my lunchbox computer, and this was way back when computers were just beginning to come out as PCs. And my computer had two disks in it, which were very simple kilobyte disks that I used, and it took me one disk to write one chapter of my books as I wrote them. So I had to have that many discs for as many chapters as the book was. 30 chapters, goodness sakes, that's all it would hold. And then I would print that out, and I would get my books done and set them up in type and get them all beautiful. Well, Danny said he wanted to put Dungeons and Dragons on my little computer. And I said, Danny, you can do anything you want as long as you don't mess up my computer, and so that when you're done, it's like it was when you started. He said, oh, that's natural. That's no problem at all. And he went in there for about two or three days playing Dungeons and Dragons on my computer, just having the time of his life. And then when he finished using it, he was about 13, 14 at the time. When he finished using it, he put the computer back together again as I had it. He returned all my programs to normalcy, to my normal use. I should have put them to work on making it even more severe, more imaginative, more universal for me. But at that time, I was just learning too. And he put it back to its beginning start. Now, Danny taught me a lot of things, not by what he showed me how to do, but by what he showed me he could do. What he showed me, he had no limitations. He had nothing in his mind or his heart that he couldn't do. I'm sure he got on his mom and dad's computers at different times and totally messed things up. But as today, when you mess things up on the computer, the first thing you do is to shut it off and leave it off for a short time as the computer automatically writes itself and gets back to its normal procedure. Well, excellence. That comes from habit. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. It's a habit. It's a habit that we continually put in motion for ourselves. And I continually put in motion for myself that I love doing what I'm doing. Now, I'm 25 years old, and everybody says, hey, you know, you should sit back and retire, you should relax, and you should do this, you should do that. And then I read in Discovery Magazine and Scientific American, and I read in various other dedicated publications that what's going on in the world today are people who are 25 and older who are taking up crossword puzzles, who are doing mathematical schemes, who are playing chess, who are into games, who are into computer games, who are into all these things, are getting younger and younger and younger. Their bodies are getting younger. The body and how it functions, the heart is getting stronger and younger. The mind, the brain, instead of depreciating as scientists thought it had so many years, is not depreciating, but enlarging, and it's increasing in its capabilities, and it's going wonderful. Now, that's what life is all about, you know that? That's what life is all about, our excellence. And our excellence comes not as an act of habit, but excellence then is not an act, but a habit. What do we do? It's an act that performs the habit. I don't know how that goes. We are what we repeatedly do, and we truly are what we repeatedly do. And so if I repeatedly say to myself, I like me, I repeatedly say to myself, I'm whole and perfect, I repeatedly say to myself, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I repeatedly say to myself, I know that I know that I know the wisdom of all in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know I am one as the universal mind. I know that I know that I know, and I know. And as I repeat this and repeat this, I get younger and younger every day. As I say these things, I have the capacity to do them. And I have the capacity to follow through and enjoy them and delight in them every moment of my life. And it is really a very, very, very exciting adventure to do that. Because as I do that, every single thing in my life falls right into place, and every single thing in my life becomes an exciting adventure. Truly an exciting adventure. My nephew Danny, he did some marvelous things. And his mom and dad did marvelous things. And Aristotle did marvelous things too. And his statement, we are what we repeatedly do. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. It's what we repeatedly do. An individual act of excellence is not an accident. It's what we repeatedly do. It's our habit. It's our way of thinking things and our way of doing things and our way of living and our way of life. And life is so exciting, so rewarding, so fulfilling, and so redeeming to all that we could ever desire for ourselves. Today, take off and be yourself and have fun. Be your excellent self. And as you are, watch and see how much you like yourself and how much fun all these things are. They really are. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.